Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I today. For On This Day in Tudor History, Sunday the 21st of September 1578, Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, who of course was known as the Queen's favourite, married Lettice Devereux, maiden name Knowles. The wedding took place between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning at Leicester's house at Wanstead in Essex. Leicester's chaplain, Humphrey Tindall, officiated, and the guests at the secret and private ceremony included Sir Francis Knowles, father of the bride, Richard Knowles, the bride's brother, Leicester's brother Ambrose Dudley, Earl of Warwick, and Leicester's good friends Henry Herbert, 2nd Earl of Pembroke, and Roger North, 2nd Baron North. So secret was this wedding that North didn't know about it until Leicester invited him to the ceremony the previous evening after dinner, and Tindall was only asked to officiate the day before the wedding. Leicester told Tindall that he had, for a good season, forborne marriage in respect of Her Majesty's displeasure, and that he was then, for sundry respects, and especially for the better quieting of his own conscience, determined to marry the Right Honourable Countess of Essex. However, he also advised Tindall that the marriage needed to be kept secret because of the risk of great damage of his estate if word got out. Leicester had not informed his friend the Queen of his relationship with her first cousin once removed and the woman that Elizabeth had dubbed the She-Wolf. Tindall described the bride as wearing a loose gown, which has led to people thinking that the marriage was a shotgun wedding. But either Lettice wasn't pregnant or she went on to lose that baby, because she isn't recorded as giving birth to Leicester's son, Robert Lord Denby, until June 1581. Sadly, little Robert died in 1584. Attuned to the noble imp, as he is called on his tomb, can be seen in the Beauchamp Chapel of the Collegiate Church of St Mary's in Warwick. Leicester and Lettice remained married until Leicester's death on the 4th of September 1588. Leicester was buried in the same chapel as his little son, and Lettice joined him in a joint tomb there when she was buried in 1634. In celebration of this wedding anniversary, let me give you some facts about Lettice Knowles. She was born on the 8th of November 1543 at Rotherfield Grays in Oxfordshire. She was the third of possibly 16 children born to Sir Francis Knowles and his wife, Catherine Carey. Lettice's maternal grandmother was Mary Boleyn, who of course was the sister of Queen Anne Boleyn. Lettice's mother and father were favourites of Queen Elizabeth I and served her loyally, Francis as a privy councillor and Catherine as the Queen's chief lady of the bedchamber. Lettice went to court in her teens and became a maid of honour. In late 1560, Lettice married Walter Devereux, 1st Earl of Hertford and later 1st Earl of Essex, of Chartley Castle. The couple's children included Penelope, Dorothy and Robert, who became 2nd Earl of Essex and is known for being a favourite of Queen Elizabeth I and being executed by her in 1601. Lettice's first husband, Walter, died in September 1576 in Ireland. He'd gone there as Earl Marshal of Ireland. In 1589, Lettice married Sir Christopher Blunt, a soldier who was 12 years younger than her. She died on the 25th of December, Christmas Day, 1634, aged 91, a very good age for a Tudor woman. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.